This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Tal Heinrich is an accomplished journalist working for news organizations around the world. She's an expert on foreign relations and the Middle East and is now a spokesperson for Prime Minister Netanyahu. I spoke with her about the atrocity denial that happened when the war first broke out in Israel.
There was a lot of denialism going on, especially about the sexual violence against women as part of rape, as a weapon of war in the year 2023. Unbelievable. And I had the honor to lead a very important event at the United Nations where we really revealed the atrocities that happened specifically to Israeli women at that party, the Nova Music Festival, that was raided. It was invaded by these death squads, the terrorists. And up until that point, you saw a lot of denial, especially about that. You saw some people who said, well, okay, it happened, but they were Jews, they were Israeli women, as if this can be contextualized. Some others said, well, yes, but it has to be investigated. And the same people, same institutions who said it, were the same ones that are taking Hamas reports, Hamas numbers, Hamas everything at face value. I know that the head of UN Women, she was in Israel just not a few weeks ago, after more than 3 months of war. And finally, there is some acknowledgement. You know, when I spoke there, I said in my speech, I said, you know, some of these women, they were murdered two times. One time when the terrorists raped them, the second time when they put a bullet in them. And we said that we will not let for a third time to take place, to neglect and a refusal to acknowledge what happened to them.
The news media is talking a lot about Palestinian refugees, but what's the truth about that? Tal Heinrich explains.
How come Palestinians are refugees when they're born in Palestinian territory under Palestinian rule? How come they're refugee to agencies inside the Gaza Strip, for instance? And UNRWA is an unprecedented agency in its existence. There's no other group of people around the world that has its own dedicated UN agency. It's all other refugees in the world have their own UN agency that is meant to relocate them. If you're displaced, the UN is supposed to, you know, take care of you. But in the case of UNRWA, it's exactly the opposite. They want you to remain a refugee and inherit the status of refugee from one generation to another. So you have 5-6 generations of Palestinians who consider themselves to be refugees of wars that they started. And they're refugees if they are in Palestinian territory under Palestinian rule. Even if they have citizenship of another country, they're still considered themselves as refugees. If they live in London, they could be refugees. Because the entire idea, again, is to delegitimize Israel's existence, the existence of a Jewish state. Because they never wanted a state next to Israel. They wanted one instead of Israel. That's what people are failing to understand.
I asked Tal what message he wanted to share with those who love Israel and the Jewish people.
Thank you for getting it right, for being able to differentiate between right and wrong and good from evil, for being there for us. You support us and we support you, and we stand for same values. Speak up. If you speak to people in your community, outside your community, something that you mention on social media, if it's one person whose heart you're able to change just a little, move the needle, make sure that people understand the connection of what's happening right now with more than 3,000 years of our history in this region and how it's all intertwined. It didn't start yesterday, it didn't start on October 7th. And right now, we say that Hamas has to be gone. Let Israel achieve a total victory, because our victory, it's a victory for every sane person with rationale in the civilized world against the dark forces.
That's the Middle East Report. Download a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcasts. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.